Just as a very quick recap of Baba Kama Vavam and Base, there was Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel said that you go ben Nizokin min ha'idis of the Nizak. The Meitav means the Idis of the Nizak. When the Pasuk spoke about Meitav, he meant the Nizak. When Rabbi Akiva said he meant the Mazak. The Gemara in the beginning, the Gemara thought that when Rabbi Shmuel said you pay the best of the nizik, it means irrelevant of what he actually ate. Even if he ate very low substandard food, the mazik has to pay back the best quality land that the nizik has. To which the Gemara turns around and says, we don't understand it. Rabbi Shmuel, I don't understand Rabbi Shmuel. Ochal shmeita, mishan shmeina, ochal chusho. Those are the words of the Gemara. And the Gemara is quite verbose for it. Yeah? Why is the Gemara to give a whole agdama? Ochel shmeino, mishalem shmeino. Ochel chusho, mishalem shmeino. What's the question? The question is not the ochel shmeino, mishalem shmeino. The question is not that if he eats good quality, he should pay good quality. Of course he should. Why not? The question is, why should it be? If he eats low quality, why should it be? He pays good quality. So that's all the marshes was. Rabbi Shmuel, Ocher Chusha Mishan Mishmeino. What's the chance? Why should that be? Ocher Chusha Mishan Mishmeino. Why should that be? That's what the marshes have said. Well, it doesn't say that. What's the marshes say? Ocher Shmeino Mishan Mishmeino. Ocher Chusha Mishan Mishmeino. What's the first words of introduction? That's Tosis's problem. Tosis is going to give us two possible explanations why the Gemara gave these introductory words. Rabbi Shmuel, Ochel Shmeino, Pirush. Bishloima Ochel Shmeino, Mishalim Shmeino. I understand if it eats good quality, then it pays good quality. As Bishloima Ochel Shmeino, Mishalim Shmeino, I understand that. Ela Ochel Kusho, Amai Mishalim Shmeino. My point of difficulty is that if you eat Kusho, why should you pay Shmeino? That's my point of difficulty. So the Gemara is saying, Rabbi Shmuel says you pay Shmeino. I can understand that in a certain situation. But why in the other situation? So according to the first words of Tosfos, Bemet, the Gemara was speaking out. He's telling me Shmeino, I can understand in one situation. But in the other situation, I can't understand. Okay. Inami, Ochi Purush. Alternative explanation.
The first explanation is basically how we... Simple reading of the
Gemara. Both of these explanations are simple reading of the Gemara, but the first explanation saying that really he introduced these words just to say, your Chiddush of Shmeino, I can only understand it in a certain situation, but I can't understand it in another situation. Right? Which really you could have just asked the second one. You know, for the second chart of Tosfos, now I understand also more why you need the first one. If he eats good quality food, how much does he have to pay? Good quality, we don't see he has to pay more. We don't give him a knas. He has to pay better or more than what he spent than he had. Well, we can see none. Again, we don't penalize him and make him pay more than what he damaged.
Why would there be a Havamir said you should?
Maybe you're right, maybe you wouldn't. Maybe there wouldn't be a Havamir. But then, if that's true, in Kane Kesha Ocha Kusha Nami Loy Likmase, if so, if it's true that you don't penalize him more, then also we shouldn't penalize him more when he eats Kusha. Loy Likmase, we shouldn't penalize him, Leshalim, Yoisamimachi, to pay more than what he damaged. The Hainu Lisham Shmeina to pay from the Shmeina. Says Tosfos, if you're gonna come along and tell me, you know, eat kosher, you pay Shmeina. You know, I could hear that. What's Pshat? Why are you paying more than what you damaged? Some knas, like sometimes you pay kefel or dalibehei, certain knas is knas. The knas is you pay more than what you damage, you have to pay Shmeina. Okay, I can hear that. I don't have any question. You have a question, I don't have a question. Oh, kosher. Mishalim Shmeino, why a knas? But if there is a knas, then it should carry on. The Ochel Shmeino should also have a knas. So if you see the Ochel Shmeinu B'Sham Shmeinu, there is no Knas, then there shouldn't be a Knas. Ochel Shmeinu B'Sham Shmeinu also shouldn't make it. Why should we pay Shmeinu? So come to the second chapter, it says, this Hagdama is necessary to understand the next part. I can hear you want to ask that, give a Knas for what? Ochel Shmeinu B'Sham Shmeinu, why not? Maybe, yeah. Got no cash. Maybe, yeah. Maybe the possible Machadish to ask me to Sadeh or Knas, you pay more than what you damaged. But then it should follow on that Ochel Shmeinu should also have a knas. And if you're telling me, no, wait, you always pay just the Shmeinu, that means if it's only each Shmeinu, you only pay Shmeinu, there is no knas. It doesn't make any sense to say that somebody who eats kosher should have a knas.
So then why didn't he enter the book? That proves that there's no knas. Yes, there's no additional damage yesterday. But the where it's coming, maybe where it's coming from.
I mean, that's the words of this Gemara, right? Without the opening words of the Gemara, I might have thought chapter in the Pasuk is Knas. It says the Gemara can't be. Ochel Shmeinu B'Sham Shmeinu, meaning we don't give a Knas, so then we don't understand the next part. So why Ochel Shmeinu do you pay Shmeinu? If you don't give a Knas, you should go through to the board. You don't give a Knas. Yeah, the first chapter says, is the Gemara just speaking out? You're telling me that in a mitzvah, I can hear a mitzvah in this case, but this case I can't hear. For the second shot, no, in order to ask a question from Grusha, I need to give you a gong. That I see you don't make a knas. If you don't make a knas, then you shouldn't make a knas by Grusha either. Yeah? Very good. I call top. Anyone have any difficulties on thesis, on second territory maybe? There is a problem. What's the problem? What's the deal if a story kills an Evet?
It depends if it's a Noah or if it's Shal kills an Evet. The Shron Boa kills an Evet, he is Knas.
How much? If the Evet is worth 30, how much do you pay?
We pay.
Well, if the Evet's worth 30, how much do you pay? 30. You pay 30. If the Evet's worth 30, you pay 30. Okay. If the Evet is worth 10, 30. So you have the same question. I don't understand. If already when he's 30, you pay 30. So why when you pay 10 do you pay 30? You have the same question. It's expensive. It's a culture, so maybe the same here. If you pay meter when damage rate, you pay meter. If you damage shipping mate up, should be the same question. Ruben, what do you say? Good question. Yeah, I got a nod from Ruben. Yeah, that's a good question. Every class, is a fixed amount. Yeah, things like that. The class is a fixed amount, which sometimes it's exactly the amount of its worth, and sometimes not. Sometimes less, sometimes more. So you could also have that kasha. If a person animal goes to Evan Shoishim for 1 second, if the animal Evan was worth 30, you pay 30. So if it's worth 10, why should you pay 30?
What if it's worth 50? You know, he gets the
right. Okay, I don't have that kasha. I'm saying that. Yes, that's.
Oh, so it's not 30 over whatever the word is. Okay.
So we could have the same time every class like that. That's the question asked by the Achrinim. The answer, you have to answer this. When it's a fixed amount of material, I'm saying that's what the Torah said, a fixed amount. But here's not a fixed amount. Just it's Shemino. It's however much you damage based on good quality. Since it's like a variable thing, it doesn't make sense so much to my fault to say, well, make a knas, pay Shmeinu. And sometimes you won't have that knas, sometimes you will. If it's the Torah said, you know, an Evet, 30, like the area for another person, 5, 10, or 12, 30, 15, or 50, it's only a fixed amount. Oh, say that's a fixed amount. Sometimes it will be the same, sometimes it won't be the same. I'm thinking, if the vault is how much, you're only paying how much you damage, just from which quality land to pay from. We're going with the tzad. You damage a certain amount and you pay according to his best quality land. not a fixed amount, but whatever his best quality land is. If his best quality land is a little bit more than that, if it's a lot more than that, there's no fixed scale. It's just whatever it is, that doesn't make sense so much to use a lot of the knas to say, okay, that's what the knas was. Only if it's a fixed number. No, it's coming up.
Yeah.
No. Even then, it's not going to be. Okay, that's the possible test. Tosis said that's what Pshat Negmar is. It doesn't make sense. We don't make a knas for Shmeina. If you add Shmeina, why should we make a knas for Ekkush? And to say, this is now what we're adding, to say that Shmeina is like Shloshim She'eved doesn't make sense so much. Shloshim She'eved is a fixed amount, that Tosis said. Here, it's not a fixed amount, depending on what the Nizik owns. The Nizik owns this, you pay this. So it just doesn't make sense. This is a lot faster question. About you learn this thesis, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got it? You understand it?
No.
No. Okay, Vimtoima. This is a real great question. The Gemara brought Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Shmuel hold? You pay the Idris of the Nizik. What does Rabbi Akiva hold? The Idris of the Mazik. What did Moth think that Rabbi Shmuel meant? That even if you had
to pay both to.
That's right, the amount you have to pay, not from where to clip. The amount you have to pay is based on the karka, it is of the nizik. Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara introduces this question with two words, Rabbi Shmuel. Not on Rabbi Akiva. Don't have any question on Rabbi Akiva. I never had such a havin on Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, yeah, plus you should pay Shmeina. Never had such a havin. Why not? All Rabbi Akiva said is that you pay it is of the mazik. And maybe he also meant that. Maybe if the animal is in the weakest of the lands, you have to pay according to as if you would have eaten from the best quality land of the mazik. Much as in Shmuel was saying that, we could have said that in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel held, you pay the Idis of the Nizik. So he thought it meant that you pay the Idis of the Nizik. Rabbi Akiva holds, you pay the Idis of the Nazik. You could say the same thing. You would have thought it meant, Ki'ilu, you pay the Idis, Ki'ilu, you et the Idis of the Nazik. So why is it not focusing on Rabbi Shmuel for this question? And but we've got such a half minute. If it is weak, it pays more than what damaged. There's no reason to assume that Rabbi Shmuel more than Rabbi Akiva. I catch that. That's the catch. The Gemara's got a difficulty. The Gemara understands, before we change, the Gemara understands that when they talk about Idis of Nizik, it's not referring to from which land quality you have to pay with, rather how much you have to pay. We thought if you et kosha, you pay as if it et idis. Idis of what? Of the nizik. Rabbi Akiva holds that the passage is referring to the idis of the mazik. So why can't we say exactly the same havamina, and don't end up with the idis of the nizik? End off with the Idris of the Mazik. Go down the same road. Eat a kochush. And the half a minute is, even though it's kochush, has to pay as if it ate Idris of who? Of what? Of the Mazik.
Is it the
Idris of the Mazik? As if it ate quality land equivalent to the land of the Mazik. Right? It ate really very weak, cheap, rubbishy crop in the Nizik's property. The Gemara understands you don't pay that. The Gemara understands that there's some type of class that you pay more than that. How much do you pay? as if it would have eaten quality land, crop from the quality land of the Nizik. Had they done that, how much would we have to pay? Well, much more. That's what you have to pay. The cross says, that makes sense. Why should that be? Same question you can have from Akiva. Go with the same argument. The Akiva said, we thought we pay from the Idis of the Mazik. Meaning, we thought they had actually very cheap quality land in the land of the Nizik. But what would it have been had they eaten quality land, crop from quality land that would have been equivalent to what the Mazik has? You would have had to pay that. Why did the Gemara only focus on Rishma on this question? Kevut Finn, the Gemara, Kiva never had a hand. Kiva never thought, there was no way even to entertain such a thought in Rebbe Kiva that you pay more than what you damage. Rebbe Kiva was clear, Pshat is you pay what you damage, from which land? This. But it was never a hand you pay more than what you damage. Only Rebbe Shmuel was such a hand. Why? Why can't we say the same Haberman that we had in Rebbe Shmuel, say it in Rebbe Kiva? Kiva said you pay Mina Idis of who? Of the Mazik. That's what Kiva says. Could Bad Haberman, he's come to tell me, don't look at what he ate. Look as if he ate from good quality land of the Mazik. So anyway, Knas. So maybe make the Knas based on the Mazik. You follow the
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the language of the Braisa doesn't say, it would have expected Rabbi Kiva to say, from the Mazik. You know, it says, oh, well, because of the Eilu. Sounds like it's full rejection.
Oh, very good. That's going to be tasty. Okay, very good.
But the question of what Rabbi Kiva said, he says that,
look at the possibility of the world. No,
you say you can only, you claim against, you claim, it says,
a collection.
Or the collection is from,
yeah, we could say the collection is based on what he did in the Idris of the Mazik.
That's a real...
You could have said the same. So he's arguing with Mishmar. And Mishmar says that this, you base it on the damage as if you would have done it to a land of Nisik. To which he said, no, low bar cost of Nisik. He says, look, and I'm an Idris of what? Of the Mazik.
That'd be a very big Kiddush to say that it would be paying on the valuation of the Idris of the Mazik. The damaged what was in the Nizik's property.
So what? Well, but also, Rabbi Shmuel's a very big chiddush. He damaged cheap property. Why should he pay more?
It's even a bigger chiddush. You're jumping properties altogether.
If it's anyway, Knas, maybe the Knas should be on one of the Mazik because they're penalizing the Mazik. Why should it be based on the Nizik?
Well, again, from the Akiva's language seems to be.
The language you're going to come to. But if you're on in the question, I would have thought if we're giving a Knas, the Knas should be more Mazik based than Nizik based. That's what I would have thought. It's the Mazik who we're penalizing, we're not penalizing the Nizik. So if you're focusing on the Mazik, on the penalizing, on the Knas, I would have thought it would be on the Mazik. So he's going to say your turn. So that says the Kash. I'm telling you, let's go over the Kash again. Okay? In the middle of Tesis, where we smile. I'm telling you, my Toish Tvei, why did the Gemara make this mistake more? Bidere Bishmoyah. Loima, to say, why did it make more of a mistake?
What mistake we're talking about?
The Gemara understood that the pshat in the Rebbe Shmuel was that to decide how much to pay.
Uh-huh.
There's a mistake. Could we? That was never the pshat. For some reason, we were more easily made that mistake in Rebbe Shmuel, and in Kippur we didn't make that mistake. Why did they pay? Why was it more in Rebbe Shmuel that you made such a mistake?
No, no, but it's a semi-significant point, but I usually say there's a price that may have had, I mean, have interpreted them significantly. There's a problem in a mistake, right?
Yeah.
Language.
Yeah. I say it was a mistake. Yeah.
I mean, a theoretical is a mistake once it's rejected. We see this language a lot, I'm telling
you. Oh, yeah. Say that. I might tell you today, but Rebbe Shmuel, Loima, to say, Shim'och HaKhusho V'sham Shmeila. Why do we make that entertain that mistake more in Rebbe Shmuel? Yoisa mitzvah Rebbe Kiva more than in the words of Rebbe Kiva. Dilma Rebbe Kiva ka'omar nami. Maybe Rebbe Kiva also meant that shem ochal aruga k'tusha. If ever we shmesharim aruga shmina shebisadai som, you pay equivalent to the best land in the field of the Mazik. So maybe that's what Rabbi Akiva meant. Answers Tosis Reb David's Tosis. And then, Reb David, you have to now, at the end of Tosis, tell me how the Maskam of the Gemara fits in with what your time. Okay? B'yesh lo'yma. D'lefichor tom v'divri b'shmoy. This is the reason why they entertain this mistake in the words of Rabbi Shmuel, tfei, more than in the words of Rabbi Akiva. You know why? Mishum, the Ka'omar Rabbi Akiva, the words of Rabbi Akiva was, loy bo akosov elo ligvois nizak minimis. The pasuk is coming only means to minimize. Only means they're not like you were thinking, whoa, like that, but rather, drink it down. Mashma, Sheshama Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara understood that Rabbi Akiva heard from Rabbi Shmuel, Shebarak also Bechayev Yosef Imashid, that the apostle was coming to say you should pay more than what you damaged. We made some type of kanas. Kugoydim, Achim Khusho, Mishal Mishmeino, they've yet to Khusho, and you have to pay more than that. To which Rabbi Akiva answered back, no, no, Barak also. Hello, Ligvitz Logan. The apostle can't come to say you pay more than what you damaged. The apostle come to say where you came from, not to say how much you paid. So the Gemara, of course, they entertain such a tell in every Kiva, because the Kiva's words are telling you clearly not like that. If Kiva heard from Yishmael, they were saying some wild chumrah that you pay more than what you damaged. To which Akiva answered back the famous words, Ella, what's Ella? Limitation. Not like you want to say that you pay expounded so much more. No, it's Ella. You only possibly come and tell you only that you pay a certain limited amount. So we never dreamt in Rabbi Akiva to come and say more. He was saying clearly not. And Rabbi Shmuel, we thought we made that mistake based on the discussion between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Very good. Very easy taste. Gishmak, a cash. Kasha, why maybe Shmuel we got this kasha, entertaining this idea that you're paying more than what you damaged, more in maybe Shmuel than Rabbi Akiva. If anything, I'm adding this myself, if anything, if you want to make a kenas, I would have based the kenas based on the mazik and not the mazik. That's what I would have done. But why did we entertain it in Rabbi Shmuel more than Rabbi Akiva? To which the answer is, because Rabbi Akiva answered back to Rabbi Shmuel something. What did he answer? Leibaha kosa digvis elo! Come to limits. So he must have heard that Mishmael was going really high and he was bringing it down. So that's why we thought this mistake. If Akiva was saying, no, you only pay the amount, and if Mishmael was saying, you pay. From Rabbi Akiva's words is what made us say to him, say in Rabbi Shmuel. Brilliant. Very nice. The problem is, who is more mikum and more mahi? Who's the more mekel, who's the more mahi? If you're the maskonas asugya, who's the more mekel, who's the more mahi? On the person paying, I want to know. On the one paying, who had Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva, who makes the mazik pay more? Pay more, pay more stringent on his payment.
So it depends better when it sells it rather than Rabbi Shmuel.
You're saying depends, but
Rabbi
Shmuel. That I want to hear. Next. Don't be shy.
Maybe saying the way in which you pay.
Second, everyone's saying the way in which you pay.
Right.
The shy is, do you pay from the Idris of the Nizik or Idris of the Mazik? Which one of the opinions is more machna? Which one is more stringent on the Mazik? That the pay of terms of the Mazik are more stringent.
If the Mazik has the level, then.
They're both,
yeah, because they're both
required
to pay
the
top, whatever it is.
Really? What would be if the Mazik doesn't have land equivalent to the best land of the Nisik?
Yeah.
That's what he has. So, right?
Yeah, better land before.
He's not Mako. No. He pays the best land he has. Let's work it out. According to Rebbe, let's work out what's in the Cheshbonis. If the Nizik has really broad, grotty land, low land, grade Z, as you would call it, American, or Z, for the good English guys, right? grade Z, the most lowest land possible. And the Mazik has grade A plus plus plus, right? So which land does he pay from? Kondo Ebishmoel?
Grade Z.
Grade Z, if Mazik is also grade Z, yeah? And according to Rebbe Akiva? Grade A, okay. So Akiva's more marketing. Now let's try and swap it around. If the Nizik has grade A plus plus plus, and the Mazik has grade Z, how much would you pay? Come to either. Come to either Z and come to either Shmuel.
I have to be also Z.
It
have to be Z as well.
Also Z. So Rebbe Shmuel is not more machme ever. Mm-hmm. Ever, ever. Because if he's never more machme, because if the Nizik has land that's greater value, greater quality, then the Mazik doesn't have to pay that. The Mazik doesn't have to go and buy land.
Well, we don't have it.
We don't know. We know. Right? So the Mazik is never, like Rebbe Shmuel is never more machmir than Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva is more machmir than Rebbe Shmuel.
I mean, yeah.
Never.
I mean, if he has, if the Nizak has grade Z.
Nizak.
Sorry, he has grade A. Grade B, let's call it.
B.
And the Mazik has grade A.
Cool.
So he has to pay him grade B. And if
not
he for your machine,
yeah. And not to give me, you have to pay grade A.
But yeah, but if he doesn't have, if it doesn't have B, if the Mazik doesn't have B, don't pay him for the machine.
And if he got A, so both of them hold. Both of them give him a machine, hold, you pay grade A. So it's again not more machmir. You never find a case that Rebbe Shmuel is more machmir than Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva is always more machmir. So what's the error?
No.
What's the labor cost of legally zogging error that you did? What's the error? If, like Texas just told us, Rebbe Dov was telling us this. Rebbe Shmuel was answering back to Rebbe Shmuel. You're saying you pay so much. It can't be like Barker, so we can say it's like an Elam in Yiddish. Only from the Yiddish means less. Not like you're saying you pay more, you pay less. The Elam's coming to limit. Very good. So that's why we said, okay, that's why we thought we made the mistake in Rebbe Shmuel. And then we backtracked. We said, no, Rebbe Shmuel never meant that Bechlal. And my colleague, Rebbe Shmuel, I'm giving Rebbe Shmuel, how do you grow? You came from the Yiddish of the Nizik. And Rebbe Akiva, all you claim for the Yiddish of the Mazik. You don't pay more than what you damage. The question is just from where, what type of quality of land do you claim from? Rebbe Shmuel says, Nizik's best quality land, and Rebbe Akiva says the Mazik's best quality land. So what's the error? What's the error?
Just reading, just telling you how to read the Pasuk. What's the chiddush of Pasuk?
Hello, he says it's coming to limit.
To limit is the
you're limit. Saying so much, I'm saying less.
The expanse of the pasuk is less, which may
in which way is the expanse of the pasuk less?
It's saying that the chiddush is the kiddush of.
You're saying nizik, I'm saying mazik. Why is one less?
There's no sense of knas in this pasuk as was implied.
Maybe Shmuel also held it wasn't so. Fin maskonta gemara, there's no knas. You pay what you damage. Question is from which land, which quality land do you claim from? Do you claim from the land equivalent to the best of the nizik? Or the best quality land of the Mazik. So what's the error? Error is an invitation. Places we were focusing on. Now, that's why we made that mistake. Because the error meant that you're saying more and I'm saying less. So then that has to be spoken out in the end of the command. What's the Mazik commenting on? I say, no, you say Mazik. What's the error? No, yeah, I'm sure.
Sort of. Yeah.
So I'm going to say it over again. If it's the whole reason why the Gemara had such a hard time to think and Shmuel said you're paying more than what you damage is based on the words of Rebbe Akiva. And what Rebbe Akiva say, he heard Rebbe Shmuel said a higher amount and he says, Elo, no, it's limited, it's less. That's why we thought Rebbe Shmuel meant you pay more. Elo means not like you're saying so much. But rather, this
story. I didn't say so much.
Yes. He heard from him, Shmuel, you're paying more than what you damage. You're going to the most, and he said, no, it's only a particular amount you damage. From where to claim from? You're not going to take it. That means limitation. So what Pimas Kon Sagamora, what do you do with that time? What did Rabbi Akiva answer back to Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel was saying that you pay from the Idris of the Nizik. He answered back. What's L?
L means
what's the
limitation?
L
means I thought you meant, you thought you meant the quantity, and it's not the quantity, L, it's the quality.
We backed off from that.
That was our misunderstanding.
But then the Gemara said, it was our the Gemara's misunderstanding. The toy, the Gemara misunderstood Rabbi
Shmuel.
No. Gemara said it can't be. Rabbi Shmuel, it can't be. And my mother, Rabbi Shmuel, never meant that. Rabbi Shmuel meant to say you claim from the Nizik. To which Rabbi Akiva answered back that you claim from the Mazik. Meaning, just when I say claim from the Nizik, I mean from the Nizik. I mean, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you claim from land that's the quality of the best quality of the Nizik. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you claim from the land that's best quality of the mother. Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel knew what they were talking about. It's the Gemara thought. Then Shmuel meant something else. Why did the Gemara think so? Because Rabbi Akiva implied that way, yeah. So it sounded like Rabbi Shmuel was saying more. Okay, that's why the Gemara thought made a mistake. Discovered the Gemara that Rabbi Shmuel never meant that. Rabbi Shmuel meant that you claim from the best quality land equivalent of the Nizik beast.
That's Ishmael.
And Rabbi Akiva said, no, you claim mother beast. So how did, if that's what Rabbi Shmuel meant, so what was Rabbi Akiva asking him? Learning by a class of legal basis, it's like an L.O. Well, if Rabbi Shmuel never meant you paying more, it just meant you paying Nizik based, then Rabbi Akiva should have just answered back. Mazik based shouldn't have said the words L.O.
It's not.
So what's the word? You follow them on the Tazer? That's
not
what he's here. That's follow them on the Tazer. I
think so.
Okay, so Tazer told us. What did the Maite Gemara think that Shmuel meant more? Why did the Gemara think that Shmuel meant that you paid more than what you died? Because you keep his words. The possible word, not about the cost of Nick versus Zogin, Elam and Idis, means that he's coming to limit. On something that Rabbi Shmuel said. Rabbi Shmuel said, Rabbi Shmuel was saying you pay so much. And I'm saying, no, that's not possible. The possible, it's only limiting it. That's what Tosafot is teaching us the word Elo means. Elo means less than what you said. You were saying more, and I'm saying Elo means less. He heard that Rabbi Shmuel was saying, Yoisami mash, this mash, you think? To which he said, Ella, not Ella means to limit, not so broad like you're saying, but rather less, more focused, not so broad. You're saying more than what you damage, no, only this amount. If that's true, those words, that's what the words mean, it has to stay true in the end of the Gemara as well, because that's tight in the words, it has to be. That's the tight of the words. So much so that we made a mistake because of that tight. In misunderstanding Rabbi Shmuel. So it must be that the maskana, also that what the words mean, that Ella is some type of limitation. Don't make so broad, it's more limited. In which way is it? Rabbi Shmuel is saying, I'm telling you, you came from the Nizik. To which Rabbi Akiva answers, I'm saying you came from the Mazik. You don't need the words Ella to say that.
In fact, Ella is misleading that
it's not,
it's actually,
Rabbi
Akiva is more.
It's more like me. Right? It's a very big
right.
So what's the answer to this cash? Answer to this cash it is. Come to my skull say good morning. What's Rabbi Shmuel there? There's a pasuk. Tell me, come to Rabbi Shmuel, you came from the Nizik. How did you know you came from the Nizik? Because it's a shor. It's also the pasuk. It was also the pasuk. What's the pasuk? Tell me.
Pasuk.
A what? Sometimes you'll pay for the mother. There'll be times you pay based on the music plan, and the apostle will come and tell me that sometimes you claim from the mother's hand. Sometimes from the music, sometimes from the mother. When will it be from the music? If the mother has a equivalent land to the best of the music, you'll pay the music based.
If he doesn't have, if he's got land in between, like you said, ABC, he has land that's more, that's better quality than the best quality of the Nizek, but he doesn't have land equivalent to the best quality of the Nizek, then the deposit comes suddenly, you pay nothing. That means there's two drushes here. There's a drush of Tesh Shavet, and there's a drush of the deposit. So they have given a name. There's only one drush. There's only one thing, mazik based, not nizik based. You're saying there's nizik and mazik. I'm telling you, there's only mazik based. That's all there is. Mazik based. Elo, what's the elo? That you said that there's nizik and mazik, sometimes nizik, sometimes mazik. No, only mazik based. That's all there is. There's only one drosha. Not two like you. There's only one drosha. Hello, I'm not going to say that I'm more major than you. I'm more limiting. You were very broad. You said the same shot and a positive name. There's only one. In the half minute, he thought he would say, I'm coming to be more major than you. You're being more Machmi. That's what the half minute was. You're being more Machmi. Hello, I'm being limited. Answers, you know, Scotty misunderstood, completely misunderstood. That's not what they were talking about. Rabbi Shmuel was saying there's two drushes, there's Shabbat and a apostle. And sometimes we use that, and sometimes we use that. And long here, he said, Lalibah, cross of the error, there's only one drush, only like apostle. No exertion. No nizik. Shmak, no? Yeah. But this was Bashem, oh my, maybe Gulu Elam is the Maram. What we just now learned. Was the Maran, which is the Shmack of Shitz. But the Pia Mascona, the Loy Pligia, the Indominus Nizag and Mazak Shaminon, his Yashim Shapi Lishna, the Loy Bo, the Kamar of Kiva, who should the Shmir and the Bishma, the Bo, maybe it is the Nizak Shaminon, or Bo, maybe it is the Mazik. Yap, Kamar of Kiva, the Bo, Elo, but maybe it is the Mazik, the Hood with the Shamin, the Loy with the Nizak. Right? Very good. Bishmak. Okay, two Bishmak parts in the thesis. Next thesis.
So the L does result in a bit of a chomer.
Amadeh comes at chomer. Give it more machme. Give it more machme on the mask. So the L is not in tashlumim like you thought it was. L is in
the number of
here the drosh at your name. You're saying sometimes music, sometimes mazik. Hey. Ella, only the Gvir and the Mazik. It's all this.
How are you with it, though? Then, like, Pater Rishma, there's two different, we would be, but Nicholas, I could see us.
Yeah, very happy, sure. Yeah. Okay, Tasis, can you show it is the Nizik in the Boost of Mazik? So, what's Tasis say? That, what did Gemara say? That, you know, when, according to Rishma, you claim from the Mazik, the Idis of the Mazik, you know, when you claim based on the Idis of the Mazik? When there was land, the Mazik has better quality land and lower quality land, but doesn't have quality land like the best of the Nizik. Right? He has better or worse, but not the same. So then the apostle comes to say, you claim from the Mazik, the Idris of the Mazik. So, Texas now is trying to make some different combinations of what possibly could have been. Is it possible that Rabbi Shmuel will be more machmir than Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Shmuel here said how Rabbi Shmuel will hold that you pay. Is it possible? I mean, you're saying that sometimes Rabbi Shmuel will say you pay from the Idis of the Mazik, and sometimes from the Idis of the Nizik. What about the other way around? Is it possible that the Rabbi Shmuel will say you pay from the Idis of the Nizik more than Rabbi Akiva? Right? Is that possible? And is it possible to say, Rabbi Akiva will tell me that sometimes you will pay Idis of the Mazik, and sometimes Idis of the Nizik. And Rabbi Shmuel will turn around and say, no, you have to pay the Idis of the Nizik. You have to pay it to be more Machai. Is that possible? So it could be, yeah. What would be if the Nizik's got grade A and the Mazik has grade Z? So you pay the best quality of the Mazik. And if Shmuel would say you have to pay the best quality of the Nizik. Could be. Maybe the Mel's going to go and buy land. Says Taisus. You said we weren't up there. This is Taisus, yeah? Taisus says, can go to the Mamasa country. He said, it is the Nizuki, the Blue is the Mali. If the Loimotsi, the Mali, it can't be the other way that the Nizik's land was more quality, more than what the Mazik had. Was higher quality than what the Mazik's, the best of the Mazik. To call out the Moida, Moida, both of Mishra and Kiva agree that in Misharim, Ella, it is Sheish. That you only have to pay what you have. But in Sark Liklos, and you don't need to buy. Nobody will tell the Mazik, yes, go and buy land in order to pay. There isn't such opinion. Therefore, if we have a machlikus of Mishmona and Kiva, it wouldn't be on that. It's not shayach that Mishmona would be more machayiv than Rabbi Kiva. It's not possible for Mishmona to be more strict on the payment plan than Rabbi Kiva. Because what he's saying, you have to pay according to the best land than Israel. But if the Mazik doesn't have that, then he wouldn't need to pay for it, wouldn't need to buy it, wouldn't need to pay such quality land. So there's no way we can say that the Idris of the Nizik was more than the Mazik. And Rabbi Shmuel would say, pay it out the Nizik, and Rabbi Kiva would say, pay it out the Mazik. Because if the Mazik doesn't have that land of the Nizik, then the Mazik would only pay the best of his land, even upon to Rabbi Shmuel. Right?
No cash for terms.
Oh, cash, we'll see cash, he's going to talk about cash. In ground-based, in land-based, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel will never be more common than Rabbi Akiva. In sort of creatures. How do I know that? Because we know that come on, like the Gemara says clearly, of Zion of Advice, Enoi, El Ziboris, if you only had Ziboris, if the Masik only had Ziboris, Kulom, Golivim, and Ziboris, what's Kulom? Whether it's a Masik, or whether it's payments because of a Masik, because of damage he did, or whether it's payments because of superstition, or whether it's payments because of a Choy they took on, all three claim from Ziboris. Mishnah in Gittin says that for Mazik, for Hezek based payments, you have to pay from the best. For loans, you pay from Beinonis. And for Ksubas Isha, you only have to pay from Zibos. But the Gemara said, if he doesn't have any other land, if that's all he has, he pays from Zibos. You don't need to go and buy land for payment. What you have is what you pay. So Meila says, there's no way that Mishwan is more machmir than Rabbi Kiva. Shmuel says you'd be doing based on the Nizik. Okay, based on the Nizik, very nice. But not more than what he owned. Not more than what the Mazik's got. So there's no way Shmuel's going to be more machmir than Rabbi Kiva. You hear Rabbi Yossi?
Yeah.
Omiro says, Taisus, Ibishel Oilom, Hein Shomer. This is based on a Gemara later. The Gemara's going to discuss when you say Ibis of the Mazik. What does it mean, Ibis of the Mazik? It means it is really what he owns, or maybe it means based on average. It means not based on what the Nizik owns. Mishmar says you do based on what the Nizik owns. And the Gemara is saying, not based on what the Nizik owns, but rather on the average. If you look at the world, what's considered good quality, best quality land in the world? And it's true, maybe there's people, particular people that own even better quality land than that. That's called super duper. But what's called good quality, best quality land? If you look in the world, average, what's called best quality land?
Market
quality. No, but best quality, you come to the market. I mean, of course, you could have particular specific, maybe have better quality. But that's not going to change what we call best quality land. If you go to the real estate and say, I want to buy best quality land, you're not going to say, okay, 1 second, the best quality in the whole world is in this place. It's not going to say that. You're going to say best quality land in certain area which is good quality now. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. Is it Bishel Oilom or is it Bishel Mazik? You have your basis. Huh?
Are you forgetting the word?
Meitav Sedeu.
Meitav Sedeu of the Mazik?
Meitav Sedeu Sharim means Meitav Sedeu, the Meitav of the world.
This or this, right?
That's the Gemara. So the Gemara is going to ask it on that. Zion and Mavis.
Why
would name Shmuel by Abba?
We're trying to interpret his words.
Why? The Gemara speaks out. When you said Meitzv Sadeh, you meant to say Meitzv Sadeh la Puke Bidin Nitzik, not the Nizik land, but rather the Alma. When the Gemara says Meitzv Sadeh, it means not the Niziks, but rather the worlds. Or it means, no, really, literally, the best of the one who's paying. Meitzv Sadeh is Shalim. Payments are done not based on the Niziks, but rather based on the meter of fields or the meter of the field. That's a shayla the Gemara brings in Dov Zayin Amid Beis. We'll get there, it's a shayla. So Gemara says in Rabbi Shmuel there's nothing to talk about. It has to be, because it says Sod, it has to be the best of the Nisik himself. But that's what it says. Kum Rabbi Shmuel, he made the Xer Shal, said Sod, and that's definitely damaged my field. So when it says Meitzv Sadeh, it means my field. It has to go the best of the person who got damaged. But in Rabbi Kiva, who said that it's not based on the damaged field that got damaged on the Nizik, then there's a discussion. Yetchem will get that. The sign of advice is a discussion. In Rabbi Kiva, is it based on the public, on the average, or is it based on the Mazikim himself? So says Thesis, if we say it's based on the public, on the average, it's possible for Rabbi Shmuel to be more machmir than Rabbi Akiva. If it's based on the average, it's possible to be more machmir than Rabbi Akiva. Why? How is it possible? We could have said like this, the zibur is the mazik, ki it is the alma. The Zibur is the mother, we're talking about a wealthy guy, where his land is really, really, really high, very high quality. His lowest land is equivalent to the best land of the general public. Average land is his lowest land, right? So what? Where would you be going from? His lowest land is equivalent to the best quality land of the general public. So where would you claim from? Which is his lowest land. His Ziboris. And the Nizik owns better quality than that. The Nizik's also a wealthy guy. The two wealthy people met. So the Nizik pays according, if you go according to the Nizik, goes according to Bishmal, according to his best quality land. And according to Bikiva, it means according to the average best quality land. So what would be if you have Mr. Buffett, is that his name? Joined, had a fight together with Donald Trump. Both of them have tremendously good quality land, but their lands are well more than anyone else in the world, right? The general public have much less quality land than them. So the Indies, what to find Indies is average Indies. The average Indies is less then both the Nizik Siddis and the Mazik Siddis. See, Boris of the Mazik is equivalent to the Idis of the general public. And the Nizik's Idis is better than that. So what do you pay for? Which is going to be super duper. And the John Lukimi, if you're paying note again. Hey, you don't need to tell him to go and buy, because he has that better quality land. He has it. So the man that could have been found a case. If you would learn that Michel Oilon Heim Shomim, you found a case that the Nizik is more smart, more machmir. Right? If we're gonna base it on what they own, then you can't. If the Mazik, if Idis means the Idis of the Mazik, they're not based on the public, then it could never get a case that Mekiva is more common than Mishmar. Then Mishmar is more common than Mekiva. It can't be. Because if the Mazik doesn't own it, it doesn't need to buy it. But what would it be if you hold Mishmar in the public? And the Mazik has tremendous range of fields. And his weakest crop is equivalent to a good quality field. It is. Equivalent to it is. And the Nizik has better field than that. And I'm going to learn Shmuel, you pay the best of anything. And I'm going to learn Kiva, the best of the public, which is Zibris. Here's Zibris. So I found the case of Shmuel's more. Since places, I found another case as well. Afilu le mandaoma b'shelo yimshom. Even according to the mandaoma, that mate of sederu means mate of the mazik, not the public. Have a motze le meimer still could have learned the lesson in the mazik. Ki idis. Sorry, afilu le mandaoma b'shelo yimshom. Have a motze le meimer. The first word of the line is afilu. Even according to the opinion that say that it is based on what he actually owns and not on the public, we could set up a case where the Bishmar is more common. Why? Be a case like this. The Mazik doesn't own as good quality as the Mazik. And the Mishmar will be more common. How will the Mishmar be more common? If the Mazik doesn't own quality better than the Nizik, he doesn't need to buy. So how would it be that if you're the Mishmar, you're going to be more common than a Mekiva? The Lamanda Omar Kesef Oymita Mishan. Kesef Oymita. Lamanda Omar Kesef Oymita. There's an opinion later on which says you can either pay cash or Mita, not one over the other. Either kesef or meter. Either cash or meter. Huh? Yeah. But there's no din that you have to pay dafka kesef or dafka meter. So the man of kesef or meter. My opinion holds you either pay kesef or meter, depending on what you want. So we're going to Rabbi Shmuel. Going to Rabbi Shmuel now. Remember, we're talking about Rabbi Shmuel, we're talking about a case where the Nizik's got better quality land than the mazik. You either pay kesef or you pay meter. The mazik has weak quality land. His best land is ziburis of the nizik. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, what will the mazik have to pay? And have to pay kesef because he doesn't have meter. He doesn't have a meter of the nizik, so he'll have to pay kesef. Hashem came according to Rabbi Akiva, who says you pay according to the Mazik's in this, so what would he have to pay? There's a choice. You can either pay cash or you can pay Meta. Or he'll pay Ziboris. So we found the case of Shmuel's Mokom. In a case when the Mizik's land is more expensive than the Mazik. That's how Tosafot started off with. Why are we talking about a case where the Mazik's land is more expensive than the Mizik? Why are we talking about a case where the Nizik land is more expensive than the Mazik? And the Golden Shmuel, you have to pay more, you have to pay according to the land of the Nizik. So they said, you can't say that because then you'll tell him that he has to go and buy land. Doesn't have to buy land. So they said, you're right. You meant you're right. According to one of two opinions, I can come up with a case where there is a Chum and a Shmuel. If you hold, Tosafot starts off saying, if you hold that it is not Mazik based, but Oilam based, average, then you could have a case where the Mazik will pay more according to Rabbi Shmuel than a Kiva. Because if you go according to the public, probably you'd pay the Ziburis of the Mazik, because the Mazik got very good quality land. Right? So we've got a case where Rabbi Shmuel will be more common, and now they set up different terms. That the opinion says you have a choice, either kesef or meter. You have to do one of them. Either kesef or meter. But one of them at least.
That's the Mazik's decision.
So you choose either kesef or meter. What happens if the Mazik doesn't have meter? He's got a choice of kesef. He has to do kesef. Since there's an option of kesef, he'll have to do kesef. Because you either have Meitav or Kesef. Because he doesn't have another option. He doesn't have to go and buy.
But now what we're talking about.
Before we were saying that if we're doing land based, right? We're saying, well, what happens if the Nizik has very expensive land and the Mazik doesn't? So why don't we say that in Shmuel the Chumra, the Mazik has to go and somehow get hold of land in order to give it to the Nizik? Says Tosafot, no, it's clear in the Gemara, you don't need to go and get hold of land to give it, you can give your Ziburis.
No.
But that's in a case where he doesn't have kesef either. What happens if he has kesef? He has money, And he has land. He has very cheap land. Nibor's land. And he has kesef. What would he pay with? So if you hold either kesef or meitav, so you have to fulfill one of the, tick one of the boxes, either kesef or meitav. So this guy owns money. He doesn't have good quality land, but he owns money. So according to Rabbi Akiva, he has to pay the best quality land that he owns, or kesef. So you could choose. He's got very low quality land, but that happened to be the best quality land. So either kesef or meitav. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, he can't do meitav because he doesn't have meitav. He doesn't have the meitav of the nizik. So he's only left with one more choice. He has kesef, right? He owns kesef, he has to pay kesef. Either kesef or meitav. Since he owns kesef, he has to pay kesef. If he doesn't own the kesef, so he pays whatever he's got. If he has kesef, so he has to pay up with the kesef.
If he has kesef,
he has cash.
Isn't that coming into the question that has should be paying? If he has cash without having land, you're saying it's land, he should buy it for himself. Give over for the
no. Oi kesef, oi meitav, you could do either. Why would you do that? You don't want to buy land and give land. It's all less. Why should I do that?
He's going to get the land back. He's going to get the land back.
I don't have to trouble myself to start trying to buy land and sell it to you. I don't have to do that. To try and sell my land, I don't have to do that. If I have cash, I can either pay cash or I can pay cash, whoever I prefer. Oi kesef, oi meitav. One of the two. If you have cash and you don't have meitav, then you have to pay cash. So what's the meitav? According to Mishmoyer, meitav means the best land that you've got of the Nizik's own. You don't have that. So you have to go with the other choice. Yes. According to Akiva, he's got meitav. He can pay meitav. He can pay with the Ziboris. So he could give his Ziboris. He's been dying to get rid of this land for ages. It's Ziboris. He doesn't want it. Very good. He can give it over. My animal damage, here's the Ziboris. Why should I count it? I have got cash. Oi, kisses. Oi, meitav. I don't need to give you cash. And give you my land. Here's the land, you're going to deal with it. Right? That's what Tosis says. You got a case where the Nizik comes to Bishmal. Bishmal would be more humble than the Nizik.
Listen, I have this question. How do we even know who gives cash?
How do they give cash? Oh, okay. So then we're going to see Yoshi. You learn out. It's possible. Kiss Yoshi Volo. Is it possible? Okay, I want to share something on the parasha. Half a second, and just let me come in. Shall I come in? Shall I just open up? Too bad, I've got that question. Politics is like this. No. Yeah, here. Kiyom Chachilo, Umata Yodi Imoch, Verzaktobol. Your brother has a problem. He's coming destitute. Exactly, but you should support him. Geva seishov, you should support the geva seishov. V'chai imoch, you should not live with him. You should support him. Next pasuk, al tikach mitoi neshek v'sarvis. Don't take him in ribis. V'reis merkecha v'chei okiv imoch. And again, you should support your brother. If you notice. In the first pasuk it says v'chai imoch. In the second pasuk it says v'chei ochicha imoch. One's a pata chai and one's a tei chai. Why? Why is one chai and one chai? So in the Mishnah Chacham is a Gemara Gezach. Says you know we find in the Torah chai Hashem or chai ami chai ami, and we also find chai paro. When we talk about people, it's chai paro. And talk about Hashem, it's Chai. So the Rambam's even done this. The Rambam, you can see that, he says, let's talk about the people first. A person is a person, is a goof, and he is a light that's propping him up. It's an Hashem or a thing that's propping him up. Two different things. You can have a goof without a Hashem, right? You have a Hashem without a goof. There's two things coming together to support each other. You have a goof and then a Hashem. Says the Rambam, you can't see that by Hashem. Hashem isn't a goof with something propping it up. Chas v'chalila, it can't be, because then there's something more powerful than Hashem. It's obviously be two entities, two elos, it can't be. Or knowledge. We have knowledge, and we have that knowledge. We glean knowledge from different things that we've sort of like gone through. But the Rebbeinu can't be that. The Rebbeinu is called Kulud Mahus is that. Hashem is life. Hashem is not something that has life. Rather, Hashem is life. Chai is Chai. It's not Chai of something. That's Chai. That is life. And when defining the Rebbeinu Shalom, you don't define that he has life of something. He is life. The Rambam says very hard words for us to understand. It's not possible for us to fully understand this, but the Torah explains it, writes it in that way. When referring to Hashem, it doesn't say Chai Hashem, the life of Hashem. No, Chai Hashem. Hashem is life. Hashem is Kuloi life. That's what the Rambam says. It says the Meshach. When you have a brother who's connected to Yiddishkeit, oh, well, sometimes you have to help him physically, financially. So you have to help him, you have to prop him up. Help his life. His life, help him up. You can have a Gevur Toysho. Gevur Toysho of people who are new to Yiddishkeit. They're not so connected to Rebbeinu Shem so much. And if they are destitute, they could Chas V'Shalom go back to Yasser Letzor, go back to the old ways. So their life, their connection to Rebbeinu Shem, their Chai is Imach, is dependent on you. The dependent on them staying from and staying Jewish is dependent on you. There the Torah uses the word V'Chai Imach. You have a social V'Chai Imach. Then it's V'Chai. His Yiddishkeit, his connection to the Chaim is through Imach. Is through Imach. You have a Kein Chayeinu, which we say with the Torah, is that's our life. That's the real life. The real life is Ruchnius. That's dependent on how you help this Gevur Toysho. And the message obviously is, you can have people that need chizuk in Yiddishkeit. You're helping them financially, you're not just helping them financially. You're helping them, they've got these sveikas in Yiddishkeit all day on the thing, and they are suffering, and you're helping them, and it's a good word, or helping them financially, is you're not just helping them, supporting their physical life. You're bringing the whole connection to Yiddishkeit, the whole chaim. That's v'chaim. Give us social v'chaim. We should have a good Shabbos, everyone. Oh, Mi'etzem, next week we're continuing on the Gemara. Just tell you, moving on to Rekiva. And we're going on Rekiva, email a ball. Till the two dots and Zion and Malach. Till the two dots and Zion and Malach. Okay? It's, I don't want to say hard, but it's slightly more difficult than what we have this week. Yeah. Hi, Boke, Yomim. And it's very good. So the Mashtuach was fixed. Is that in Bo, in when the Apostles, we say Boke, Yomim. So the Masbih, okay, because it's going on the Gashmas Shabbat. We're thanking Hashem for the Gashmas. Thank you for the Gashmas of the Ilan. So that's how he wants to be Masbih. Baruch Elohim is referring to, oh, hey, Meshach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I saw another sefer speaking out. Meshach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I saw inside. Then I saw other Pirush doing a search on this Meshach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That discussion. And if you want to say it's going on the Chay of the Mzeus. That's what I think. Thanking you, Baruch Hu, we're thanking you for providing us with this Chay Olam for the Sons.
So it's not that
bound of Shita. No, it's because you're not going to the mission. We're thanking you, Baruch Chay Olam, we're thanking you. Who is the person that provides sustenance for the world? Baruch, we thank you.
Blessed is the
Rebbeinu who provides sustenance for the world, the Chay for the world.
So it's not like the Sefer of the.
What does it mean, Baruch Chay Olam? What's that mean? Translation of the word. Right? How do you translate the word anyway? Baruch Chay Olam. What does that mean?
Sustainable.
sustain it. To sustain of the world. And the sender, we're not saying, if we're referring to Hashem, we're saying Chai. We're not saying Hashem is Chai. We're saying we're thanking the sustainer of the world. We're referring to the world. So the sustainer, the one that provides the physical sustaining of the world, the Chai of the world. Not referring to Chai Hashem, not referring to Hashem. Referring to Hashem's having manifest himself in the world. The world is being sustained by the sustainer. To refer to what he is sustaining the world in the Chay.
So I don't say Chay with him.
There is a bit of Chay, and it means going on both worlds.
Who is that? It's Bali.
And another one, Yishtabach, also in the Kash. Yishtabach. Yishtabach also in the Kash.
It's even more problematic.
There is an ornament. But it's a ramp. It's not a struggle skill. It's a ramp. 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 It's a ramp